Midday temperatures hovered around 30 below zero as dog teams left Whitehorse. But Tangish musher Ed Hopkins didn't seem to mind.
I like a challenge. I'm built for cold weather. I don't know, I just don't get cold, so I'm not worried about it.
Other mushers aren't as confident about running their teams north straight into a headwind.
With this cold, I think everybody's just got to take the race a mile at a time, take care of their dogs.
That's Scott Smith of Willow. He says his dog's trained in much milder weather.
I think the race is going to kind of shake itself out here. We'll know, you know, obviously by Pelly what's going on a little bit, and obviously by Dawson things are going to start to clarify.
Both mushers and sled dogs risk dehydration and frostbite. If dogs left the start line running hard at a lope, they could have a hard time recovering from even a single long run. But Norwegian Jor Olsom says his dogs are ready. They're wearing custom-made coats from Norway.
When I dress for these cold races, I always wear wool from inside out and just a layer to protect from the wind. And I always stay warm, so I thought that would be the same case with the dogs. Someone in Norway started making dog coats with wool in them, so they're really warm.
This early in the race, it's crucial mushers are attentive to their dog teams. Environment Canada has issued an extreme cold warning for Dawson City, the race's halfway point. Temperatures there could dip below minus 50 degrees. On the Yukon Quest Trail, I'm Emily Schwing in Braeburn.